Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and I've got that old rascal, Luke Clayton, who's sitting on the porch swing. Does life get any better, Luke?
I don't think it could, really, Cindy. It's pretty nice. It's pretty good. I'm enjoying the day, and I think today we're going to talk about the pros and cons of high-fenced hunting in areas with high fence.
Yeah, it's a controversial topic, so let's just get right to it. When people are against where you can go and hunt on a ranch and the animals are contained in that restricted area with a fence, tell me why you feel that is sportsmanlike.
Well, this coin has maybe more than two sides, if that's possible. It's a very deep subject. And it's a topic that a person would have to really, once they're informed, they would have to make up their own mind. Now, as an old outdoors writer, I've hunted on a lot of high-fence ranches, mostly in Texas, some other states. And, of course, I hunt free range. I actually guide elk and bear hunters up in the Rocky Mountains. So I know the whole spectrum of hunting. Now, I don't want to try to convince anybody that's not for hunting animals in a fenced area. I don't want to try to convince them to do it, but I do want everybody to look at a couple of different aspects of this. Now, let's look at it like this. If you fence off 10 acres or 20 acres or 30 acres maybe in heavy cover, white-tailed deer have a way of hiding and staying hid. To me, I would never hunt such a small track, regardless. If you were bow hunting especially, this could be really, really challenging to kill a white-tailed deer in 30 acres of heavy cover. It could be. Now, how big does a track of land have to be, quote, sporting if it's high-fenced? That's a big question. If it's an open country, I'm talking about, say, scattered mesquite trees or whatever, if it's open country, it would obviously take thousands of acres before I would consider it a challenging hunt with a rifle. Now, bow hunting puts things in a whole different perspective. The high fence ranches that I've hunted and written about in the past, I have bow hunted. So, you know, that's, you have to factor that in too, the challenge of bow hunting. Think about it like this. Say you and I, Cindy, are going to go deer hunting on a 10,000 acre low fenced ranch that where the animals can come and go as they please. And on this ranch, the ranch owner, corn feeders, and these deer are programmed to these feeders like clockwork. When the feeder goes off, 20, 30 deer come running out of the brush. Okay, now let's think about that scenario. Then let's think about a 1,000 acre high-fenced ranch where the animals are within that 1,000 acres, which is a lot of land, as we all know, with cover, and you're a bow hunting, and there are no feeders, that you don't know that if you set in this tree, when this feeder goes off, there's going to be 20 deer there. Say you're hunting trails or water holes or whatever. Okay, so I would have to leave it up to the individual to kind of make their own mind up what's sporting or what's not, but it is a multifaceted topic, Cindy.
I can see where you are trying to parallel both sides of the coin. Tell me why bow hunting makes it more challenging.
You do have to be a better hunter to successfully hunt with a bow. That's just, it's just true. You do. You have to play the wind and make sure you're set up downwind, because obviously 20 yards from a deer, he can smell you way better than he could if he was 200 yards away. So the skill necessary to get close to an animal, Cindy, is a big factor. With a rifle, you can, if you're hunting 1,000 acres and there's one big buck you're trying to kill in a high-fenced area, chances are with a rifle, if you have two or three days, you're going to get him. But with a bow, you may or may not.
Lots of variables. Thank you, Luke. We'll be back next time. High Plains Outdoors, same time, same place. We'll see you then.